With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says the Iran war is nearing an end.
Thanks to the progress we've made, I can say tonight that we are on track to complete all of America's military objectives shortly, very shortly.
In last night's address to the nation, the president said Operation Epic Fury has neutralized the Iranian threat, nuclear and otherwise.
The country has been eviscerated and essentially is really no longer a threat. They were the bully of the Middle East, but they're the bully no longer.
Mr. Trump says in 4 short weeks, American forces have delivered swift victories, adding that if Iran does not make a deal with the U.S., we are going to hit each and every one of their electric generating plants very hard. The president's White House ballroom project expected to get a green light today from a key regulatory body.
Just days after a federal judge ordered that construction of President Donald Trump's massive White House ballroom come to a halt, the National Capital Planning Commission is expected Thursday to approve the project. The commission, which approves or denies construction on federal property in the Washington region, is going ahead with the vote because, a commission spokesperson says, Tuesday's order by U.S. District Judge Richard Leon to halt construction does not affect the planning process. The commission will also consider some changes to the 90,000 square foot ballroom addition. The ballroom is now estimated to cost $400 million. Donna Warder, Washington.
Launched last night from Florida's Kennedy Space Center, 4 astronauts heading toward the moon. There will be no walk on the moon for this mission. House Speaker Johnson and Senate Majority Leader Thune say they've agreed on a plan to fully fund the Department of Homeland Security. The agreement puts the leaders on the same page. Wall Street, the Dow down 620 points. This is SRN News. Attacks on Christians in Nigeria are surging.
Muslim terrorists are targeting believers in the African nation during Holy Week. 2 separate attacks killed dozens on Palm Sunday. Christians have been the target of Islamic terror groups in Nigeria for decades, and the death toll numbers in the tens of thousands. President Trump has led an international effort to get the Nigerian government to address the problem, even launching airstrikes on terrorist base camps in recent months. Michael Harrington reporting.
Vice President Vance has a new book about his religious faith coming out. HarperCollins Publishers says the book is called Communion, Finding My Way Back to Faith, and comes out June 16th. Vance says the book explains how he went from atheism to the Catholic Church, linking the change to finding purpose. The announcement is likely to ramp up speculation that the vice president is thinking about seeking the presidency in 2028, a possibility that Vance has said he is not focusing on at this time. This is SRN News. Australia is starting to enforce its social media platform law.
Australia is considering bringing court action against Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube after alleging they are not doing enough to keep Australian children younger than 16 off their platforms. Australia banned young children from holding accounts on 10 social media platforms in December. The first report from the E-Safety Commission about compliance with the law was issued Tuesday. It found significant concerns with 5 platforms and was gathering evidence against them. Keith Peters, Washington.
Marine archaeologists have found the wreck of a Danish warship that sank in the 1801 Battle of Copenhagen. Denmark's Viking Ship Museum says that divers are now racing to excavate the wreck before construction begins nearby. The wreck lies about 50 feet down in thick mud near zero visibility. More details at SRNnews.com.